Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. This is episode 105, and hello Shalene.
Hi Shrek, how are you?
I'm good. How's your Ramadan been so far?
It's tough going, but it's easier in a way because I'm at home most of the time, so people don't have to see me, but it's getting tough, but only a few more days left.
So, have you noticed any difference this year because we're mostly in isolation and staying home compared to last year, for example?
Yeah, because I don't have to go out, so it's less taxing, but it's much hotter this year for May. So when I have gone out, it's been really tough. So it's good that I don't have to go out very much, except for go shopping or with clients. So yeah, that's been great. I hope everybody else is having a good Ramadan or an easygoing Ramadan, and let us know how it's going, especially in different countries. It'd be interesting to know what's happening in other countries, because we've been pretty isolated here, so we're not doing iftars and not doing prayers. So yeah
but I think that's it's true pretty much all around the world at the moment. I mean, with even the previous religious festivals that came around and gone, it's a weird time for us as human beings, I suppose, just kind of coming to terms with the fact that it's one thing to not see your friends and family and kind of have to deal with that in terms of just isolation, but it's very different when we have all these community things that would normally happen around these times of the year that are obviously not happening. But having said that, I think as I keep trying to reiterate, maybe to tell everybody that, like, guys, just stay safe, stay home as much as you can, and as much as is possible, so that we can all be past this soon and get to a place where we can at least attempt to go back to some sense of normalcy again.
Yeah, well, hopefully next year will be much better, so we can really fully enjoy and celebrate all our religious
celebrations. I think
celebrations. That's the word. Yes. Yes. Wow. So anyway. Okay.
So what are we going to talk about today?
So today we're going to talk about pets and their supplies. My pets don't love me as much as they did before because I'm at home too much. I have two cats, which followers of me. If you follow me on social media, you'll know because I seem to just put pictures of my cats all the time because. What else is there to do?
But you could bake.
I've done that. I've done that as well. And you've seen how successful that is, as we talked about in the two episodes ago. But yeah, so I thought, let's go through the pet supplies. I've been doing it. I've been going through everything recently. And a lot of people got cats and dogs, even birds, tortoises. New gerbil, hamsters, fish. So there's all these different animals. They've got different requirements. So this is going to be a bit broad, mostly for cats and dogs. But, you can use the same kind of logic for your other animals as well. And if you've got multiple animals, I'm sure you can use that logic for them as well. So first, let's start with decluttering your pet supplies. So, see where you have your stuff. So a lot of people have things for their pets in different locations. So you might have, if you have a dog, you have the leash and the dog bags and the water bowl by the door. You have the crate somewhere else. You have food somewhere else. So get all those items and, from the different sections and see what you have and see if you have too much of them. So what I did, I went through, I have a box just for toys, and I went through it and there are so many toys in there, and they don't play with them. There's so many toys everywhere else. There's multiple toys. Yes, there's toys on the floor right now from the cat. So, I have a huge amount of toys, and their grandparents, my parents, decide to buy them toys as well every so often. So it gets too much. You don't need, they most people don't play with too many. It's like kids with toys. They have a lot, and they don't play with them. So I went through, got rid of the toys that were broken, were squashed, the little balls, they'd bitten into them so much that they disfigured, and things that just looked a bit horrible and skanky, and I just went, no, it's time for that to go. So I got rid of that, and then I kept the ones that they could possibly like and put them in the box, and then I've left a few out for them to play with. And funnily enough, today I do have the box with me. I thought I'd share it with everybody so you could see, like, I've got the toys in here and catnip and stuff. And my cat Keanu came up to the desk, looked in the box, found a toy and took it out. So that's how they're working now to get the toys they want.
So you actually have like well-trained cats who are aware where they should find their stuff and just go into the box and pick them up, yeah. You know?
Usually it's in a cupboard, so they don't usually come out and they don't usually get to see it. You know, they just have the toys on the floor and around where right. they hide them. But today, because I took it out, yeah, he decided to go in, rummage a bit, find a big mouse, and he went, that's mine for today, so that's fine. And in the box as well, I also have their cat passports in here as well. So this is because this is there's a cupboard I have dedicated to all my cat supplies near the front door. So it's good for me to have my passports there. So when I need it, when I go to the vets, they can, you know, I can just literally take it out. And also in that cupboard, I keep all the big bags of food and other bits and pieces as well that I can put in there for the cats. So if you have a designated cupboard or space, that's always good, you know, so you can... sorry, my cats just decided to turn up as well. So good timing today. If you have a dedicated space, so I have one little cupboard that has all these bits and pieces for the cat in there, except for the box, because that's too big for them. And then everything else, sorry, he was going to press on all the buttons. So it's like having one of those Zoom calls, isn't it? So
yeah, it's like when the kids walking, oh, maybe this will make us viral finally.
Yeah, I mean, Keanu come into the video.
It's like a, you know, lady mentions cat and cat shows up kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I know. I have those files. So yes, yeah, so I have that dedicated cup. So for me, I have all the grooming supplies, the toys, medication, all in that cupboard by the door. And you could do the same if you have dogs as well. So you can have the leashes and collars, the waste disposal items, as well as the food and bowls. I have a separate cupboard in my kitchen for the food and bowls, and I have the food in containers. So I have this container for the kibble and stuff. So this container that I bought from IKEA, you know, you can get similar ones from different stores, you know, IKEA, you know, OXO have great containers as well. Put all your food there, which you want to easily access all the time. And because, you know, you get big bags of food, so you don't want to have that and keep on taking that out and taking the food out. So if you put it into little containers, it's easier for you to just put it into the bowl. So all the cat food and cat treats are all in one cupboard in my kitchen, but everything else is in the separate cupboard. So you could do that as well. So you have to organize your pet supplies into categories. So, you know, you've done the decluttering, organize them all into, you know, the food items, the bowls, the toys, grooming supplies, medication, leashes, and the waste stuff. And then see where you can put them and fit them in. If you can get one big cupboard to put all of it in, that's awesome. And I have seen pictures online for dogs, you know, they have, it's a whole big cupboard with places to put the jars of treats, hooks for the leashes, a place to put all the dog food, and then underneath is like a pull-out drawer to put the water and the food in it. And it's great, it's awesome. You could do the same for cats, and also for fish. You could have a cupboard, have the tank on top, food in a special section, and then another like area or cupboard for all the nets and the filters and all the bits and pieces that you need as well there. A third thing to do is to create, as I said, the pet food storage area. So I have that in the kitchen. I have this a storage area, and I have this little container for that. And I have a bucket with all the soft food cans. I put them in a container as well. And then another little box for all the treats. And you could do the same. For dogs, they usually, you know, because they eat so much, people need bigger containers. So you might need more space for that. So if you have a pantry, it's good to put those in there, and then you can take them out and put them in the bowl. The next thing is your pet toys and organisation. So as I showed you, I've got this box. You can get different boxes and baskets For dogs, they might, because the toys are bigger and they've got extra bits and pieces, you might need a bigger basket for them. IKEA is brilliant for that. You can get these kind of containers. You know, there's this one is from the children's section. I had it extra and I thought I'd use that. But you can get the scoop organizing box as well from IKEA. You can get quite a few baskets that you can have then next to the couch to put all your toys and blankets and clothes that people buy for the dogs as well. You know, other bits and pieces, you know, like the medication, that could also go in the box, or it can go in like by the kitchen, because you feed them and then you give them the medicine as well. In my cupboard, I have the grooming tools are inside my cupboard. So there's a separate basket just for all the, you know, the clippers and the brushes as well. So that's the main, a good thing to do. And then the main thing is also your paperwork. So as I said, my paperwork is in my basket. If you have, you know, you need to keep these documents safe, especially if they've got pet passports, because you need it for when they're traveling, you know, anything about medication. So have that in a file in the same cupboard like I do, or, you know, have your passports or your medical records inside a box so that you can easily find it, and anybody else in your family can easily find it as well. So, yeah, so that's my main tips for, you know, the pets and stuff. Did you have any?
No, that's it. I think that the main thing, of course, is that there's sort of two types of things. I think there's all the stuff to do with the feeding element of it, right, which I think closer to the pantry, closer to the kitchen, yes, makes a lot, yeah, more sense, obviously, especially or depending on where you're feeding them. Of course, I know most people tend to feed them near the kitchens, but it varies. Mm. And then the documentation, I think, is so key, right? So, you know, and it's someone that generally encourages a lot of people to look at rescues and look at those things when it comes to adoption, in terms of, you know, we have so many pets on the streets, and to try and do that. So that's kind of like my public service message in,
yes,
there. But but I think, yeah, as a result of which as well, it's so important that when you look at things like vaccinations, you look at things like other treatments and so on. It's so important to maintain that history. I think sometimes people tend to like neglect that or think, yeah, that it's not as important. And I think once you become a pet owner, of course, I think you just kind of get into that rhythm to make sure that you're keeping that in check. I mean, in your case, as you said, you have passports as well, so that they can travel. But for most people, I think the health records will be a big thing. So it's important, I think, to keep them as safe as you would keep your own, you know, sort of documents, and not sort of treat them like.
And the main thing with the documents, you know, you have to keep them organized and you have to keep them up to date for if you do need to leave the country or you do need to travel. But especially important for expats, if you are leaving the country, you're taking your animals with you because they're like your children. And then, you know, you need all those records so that they can create the passport for the animals to go on the plane. So,
and plus a lot of countries, I mean, I know this again from people that work in rescue, like a lot of countries have different requirements for, you know, pets that will be allowed into the country,
yeah,
when you are flying. And so as a result of that, again, some may want additional vaccinations, some may want additional,
yeah,
things. So if you've already gone through that, it's important to have a record of it so you know,
yeah,
you know, what needs to be done.
Yeah, and I've found in a lot of houses with animals that they, you know, they don't know where their medical records are. They don't know where the passports are. They've been thrown around somewhere. So have a dedicated space for all these documents now. Have a dedicated space for all your pets' item in one cupboard, you know, whether it's in your kitchen, in your pantry, in the front hallway, or, you know, like I have some of the stuff used to be in my extra bathroom. So where the cat litter is and the cat box, I had the items there. But then when I bought a little cupboard for the hallway, I put the main items there. Just the big bulky things are in the storeroom. But, you know, so think about what space you have. Some of us are limited in our space. You know, when you live in apartments, it's more difficult. So you might need to get a little storage unit just for all these things. But, you know, think about the space you have, what you can get, and how much stuff you have first. So first do the decluttering before you do the organizing, and then do the buying of extra storage units. You know, I always say buy the storage units, you know, the big furniture items last, do the declutter and then the organize and then the buying afterwards.
You're someone that has you have multiple pets, right? You have two cats, not one. So is there any difference in terms of sort of managing sort of course the documents and stuff can be all kept together, but when it comes to food and feeding and all that, do you have differences between the cats and what you give them and all that?
I used to have a different cat. She was Persian, so she had different food, and but luckily my cats are all fussy, so they will only eat their food. They won't eat other food.
Right.
But the cats now, they eat the same food, so that's made my life much easier finally after all these years. But yeah, if you have different foods, you know, you put them in different containers and you can label them, or you can just cut out the bag, the name of the food of the bag and stick it onto the container. So that's one thing to do. Or have it that, you know, if you have different animals, so cats, the cat food is in one section, the dog food is in another section to make sure they don't eat. But usually, I mean, I know from cats, I don't know about dogs.
Right, they don't generally, don't end up eating each other's anyway.
No, they'll smell it and go, no, I don't want to eat that. That's not my cup of tea. Even the fancy cat food, they won't eat it. So, you know, the cats are funny like that. I think dogs are easier to deal with. When they have special food, like medical food as well, separate that and then label it. With the medical food, it's usually in a smaller bag, so I don't usually put that into containers. I just take it out with a scoop that I've bought, and just take out however much that I need to get out for my cats when it's that time when they need the medical food.
Cool. So I think that's all of it, right?
Yes.
Of course, as always, we love to hear from you guys. We love to hear perhaps what you're doing, or maybe some challenges you're facing when it comes to your pets. Shalina, as always, is available.
Yes.
If you'd like to reach out to her. So that's, you know, on social media, of course, at DeclutterMe. So it's DeclutterMe. For those of you who are maybe hopefully enjoying the video versions of these now, you can find them on YouTube. So again, it's on the DeclutterMe YouTube channel, in addition to the live version we're recording now. And of course, as always, you can find the episodes eventually in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or one of the podcast players, which will release on Wednesday as usual.
This is quite cool to do a live episode for the first time.
Yeah. I think we'll try and see if we can incorporate comments and people when people write to us, so that we can try and kind of maybe do a couple of Q&As or an ask me things maybe.
We'll try and do that next time.
Very cool. Well, that's it from us for this week, and we'll see you next week.
All right then, take care. Bye.
Bye.